You're listening to SBS News.
This is the sound of a man in distress. 24-year-old Omid Masumali's cries were caught on camera in the regional processing centre on Nauru in April 2016. Standing alone, barefoot, in between small portable sheds, it captures the moments just before the Iranian refugee set himself alight in protest. Angry at the treatment of detainees on the island, Mr. Masumali had poured petrol onto his clothes and lit them in front of visiting UN officials. Katie Robertson from the Human Rights Law Centre says his mental state would have been one of despair.
After almost 3 years living on Nauru as recognised refugees in indefinite detention with no prospects of resettlement or certainty about his future, Omid was a man broken.
He was taken to hospital on the island, where a doctor said he could not treat him. It then took more than 30 hours for him to be transferred to the Royal Brisbane and Women's Hospital for specialist burns treatment. But within 2 days, he died of organ failure, with burns to 60% of his body. Now the coroner is investigating his death because he died in a Queensland hospital and is examining why it took so long for him to be sent there. Sarah Atkinson, the lawyer for Mr. Masumali's fiancé, says it's an important inquiry.
Omid set fire to himself. He died 2 days later in a Brisbane hospital. It took over 24 hours to arrange and over 30 hours for an evacuation to take place to Brisbane in an emergency situation.
The first witness on the stand was his former fiancé, known as Pari, who said he was a gentle, intelligent and loving man who did not have a death wish. The pair had fled persecution in Iran. Pari also told the court about the oppressive and filthy conditions at the Nauru Refugee Centre and lack of mental health and medical services. The lawyer for Mr. Masumali's family, George Newhouse, says the family wanted to understand how his mental health descended to the point where he set himself alight.
The family are desperate to understand what happened to Omid on the island, whether medical failures, neglect or delay contributed to his death. And they want to ensure that this never happens again to any other family.
The inquest is limited to looking at his medical care and will not examine the obligations Australia has to refugees on Nauru. But Ms. Robertson hopes it will help foster a broader conversation.
Lessons can be learnt, changes can be made, and more tragedies like this can and must be avoided. As we stand here today, women and men continue to languish in indefinite detention on Nauru and in Papua New Guinea in urgent need of critical medical care.
24 witnesses are due to give evidence at the hearing. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.